can I get a ride? Okay. They won't giggle at all.
So in New Zealand, we'd ask for a ride or a lift.
Yeah.
You could use them interchangeably.
Yeah.
Although we mostly would ask for a lift.
Yeah. But you could be smutty about either if you really
now,
want.
I mean, you could, you know, in a rap song, you know, say, you know, I rode her or she rode me or whatever. You know, you can do that. But it's more of a forced thing than it is.
I like that there's a special context for rap.
I assume
in a rap song.
I assume country would, you know, would be the same for country too.
No, right? Then your dog's dead, your wife's left you. It doesn't. Really matter.
New country's different than that.
Oh, really?
New country's just pop.
Yeah, new country's just pop with twangy guitar.
So Counting Crows, what are they?
Shit.
No, hang on. They're one of my favorite bands of all time, and I realize I'm opening myself up to criticism here.
Then you like shit bands. I mean,
yeah, you like them too. Yeah, I do. I think they have some great music. But
did you ever hear
around
the,
here?
Come on.
Did you ever hear the Counting Crows with Bluff? And doing a Holiday in Spain, and it's in like half of it's in in Norwegian or something like that.
No, but now I have to.
I'll play it for you before you leave.
Oh, that'd be cool. Pretty good.
All right, so the first post show beer. These aren't beers we normally crack in post shows.
No,
but because Greg is super fan.
Oh,
and he traveled a long way to be here,
and he gives me $4 a month, so
that adds up.
Yeah.
I don't know if Alex knew that, but...
No.
$4?
Yeah.
I'm getting my money's worth.
I'm not going home now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Greg's one of our few PayPal donators.
Well,
I don't have enough of those.
I don't buy much from Amazon, and you know they don't ship to New Zealand, so I figured that's the only way I can help you out.
So we're going to save the Black Tuesday for a little bit later, but we have this other brewery beer, White Chocolate.
Oh my God!
So we're going to do this one first.
I'm now having a
fan. This was a crazy what the fuck beer, right?
It was. I mean, we'll see if this bottle's different or not.
Thank you.
Sorry.
May I? No.
No, you're
you can
glass.
Play along with it. Your glass.
That smells awesome.
Sure.
Yeah, you need your glass so you can have beer in
it. Alex is playing with a Rubik's Cube Homer Simpson head.
Yeah, I'm screwed.
It wasn't me, I promise.
We'll have a Scrooge.
No, but by all means, you know, keep playing with it.
Oh my
it's
God,
a potion.
It does smell exactly like white chocolate. This is.
I don't remember exactly what we said on this beer the first time we did it on the show, but I got an email comment from someone saying, "Yeah, that was a fucking alien beer."
Yeah,
it is an alien beer. This is what's that? You know the ad, the very famous ad back home, with the on the train with the robbery and the
Milky Bar Kid.
Thank you. I actually don't think it's a New Zealand ad. I think it may have started in the
England,
States.
I think.
England, UK, whatever.
Yeah. I probably should have poured smaller samples. It's 14.25.
Oh my God!
Well, hey, you know, Greg's driving.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I don't care.
And Black Tuesday
so
is what?
Right,
yeah.
Thanks, Greg, by the way.
After I poured it, I'm like, oh wait, this is probably motherfucking insane.
Black Tuesday is only a little bit more at 18.3.
No, we can say fucking in the post show.
Oh, yeah. I know we can, but it's the mother flipping.
No, I'm fine right now, and so as long as I just have one or two.
Yeah, it does smell like white chocolate. You know, you get that kind of.
It really does, doesn't it? What is in white? Because
white chocolate is all of the cocoa solids are taken out, so you're left with the cocoa butter, and that's what's used for white chocolate. So,
oh wow, so you actually know this shit?
Yeah,
see, I've been looking for someone who can explain this.
It's almost a bit. It's not nutmeggy, but it's in that ballpark for me.
Right? Well, it's got that sort of fatty aroma, right?
It's delicious. It's all like. I mean, this is something I would drink a lot of, even at 14.whatever%.
Hmm.
Where's that crackling coming from?
That's the.
That's the Rubik's Cube.
Oh, right.
Sorry, Alex.
Okay, so I have here a game for us to play. It's Cards Against Humanity. I want to point out, first of all, it's a good way to... what we have four people. You need at least four people to play.
Okay. Well, Alex is joining us.
Yeah. So what happens is, I don't know if you ever played a game called Apples to Apples. I never had, but people told me that it's similar to it. But, okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to choose somebody to be the... Don't show me. Don't show, because you want to get okay. So we're gonna choose somebody to be the card master, and what happens is the card master will pick We each have now 10 white cards. You can, there's a whole bunch of different ways you can play, but this is the way I think we...
Is that racism? Is it,
they're white and black cards.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So the white cards are just, they have various different ridiculous things on them. And the black cards have sort of statements that with blanks that you fill in. So what happens is you choose a card master. The card master will take three cards. They will then present each card one at a time to the group, to the rest of the other people. And the other people will present their answers in white cards. You get all three answers and then you flip them over one at a time and you announce them to the group. The way that we like to play, or that I like to play, is that the card master then decides who is the funniest. Which person, not every, you know, they're all going to be funny, but the card master decides who wins, and whoever has the most gets to be the card master for the next round.
So let's face it, Greg, you're going to be the card master.
Well, no, we'll Rochambeau for it.
No, you should.
But whoever wins will be the card master the next round. If no one wins, and then you keep doing it until somebody wins.
Okay, cool.
Then you pick more white cards. You get you refresh back up to 10 for the next round, and then you keep going. So you refresh your cards and you keep going. So if you want, I can start. I'll be the first card master.
I think you should.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to pick three black cards at random. Do this one, and I'll do.
Yeah, I have a real issue with how you use random.
This one. I am picking them randomly.
You're not just. You're not equally likely to pick the top card as you are to pick the middle card.
Okay. True. All right. Pseudo randomly. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you for. Okay, so I'm going to denounce what's on the card. You give me the card that you want to answer this. All right. So the first card is war. What is it good for?
Oh God, this is awesome.
Alright. So you find the card that matches what you want. Alright.
This is fantastic.
Okay. The second one. Okay, this is a double. Oh yeah. Sorry, this is a triple. So okay, so everyone draw two more white cards. You get to draw two.
If your listeners are confused by now,
so we just got to the reveal. It'll pay off when we get to the reveal.
Yeah, it will. Just bear
like,
with us.
Like I can't imagine how I'm not going to win that first one, but they're laughing like they're going to win, right? So
it's a good thing I didn't.
Yeah, I totally am. Oh God, I wished I'd had this card for the first question.
Yeah,
it's a good thing I don't have.
So you draw two. Okay, all right. Okay, I went from blank to blank. All thanks to blank. All right? I went from blank.
So we need three
to
cards
blank.
For you.
Now give me the in 1, 2, 3 order. So I went from blank to blank. All thanks to blank.
Okay.
I went from blank to blank.
I got nothing that's that funny.
All thanks to blank.
I've got lots of shit. I can't decide.
Oh, no, hang on. No, I do.
All right. Here's three.
Oh, here we go.
This is order 1, 2, 3, right?
Yeah. Okay. Here you go. Right. Do we, are they upside down? Yeah, they might be the wrong way around.
Here, make sure they're order 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, so you'll pull off the top, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. Yeah, there we go.
This is kind of interesting because of people's sense of humor.
I mean, you know, you're doing your sense of humor, and you're also, as you play, you'll tailor it to the person who is.
Yeah. Okay, so we're gonna align somehow here. Greg.
Top one's the first, right?
So. Yes, top one's the first. All right, and the final black card. I'm pretty sure I'm high right now because I'm absolutely mesmerized by blank.
Oh man,
I'm pretty sure I'm high right now because I'm absolutely mesmerized. By blank. All right.
Oh, shit.
I don't even know what this one is.
One that's even close to funny.
Do you know what this is?
Yes! I wish I had that! Oh, God!
All right.
I don't know what that is.
All right. Let's see some reveals.
All right, so I'm going to do the second one first, just for fun.
This is so much funnier for us than it is for you people. I'm sorry.
Well, let's wait till we get to... Let's wait till
you should have ended that one in for the last round.
I don't know what it is.
Let's wait till we get to the answer. Okay, so here's the first one. I went from The Folly of Man to The American Dream, all thanks to a bleached asshole. I went from The Folly of Man to The American Dream, all thanks to a bleached asshole, the Donald Trump story. Now, yeah. Here's the second one I'm reading. I went from enormous Scandinavian women to the Force, all thanks to the Care Bear stare. The Care Bear stare.
I like how you repeated it.
That's good, yeah. David Just to Letterman underline
style.
The point.
David Letterman style.
Yeah.
I went from golden showers.
Oh, yeah.
That's a start. To German dungeon porn. Kind of in the same ballpark.
Listeners, we're thinking of you right now.
All thanks to Robert Downey Jr. That's got to be the winner for me. Who was that? That was Jeff. Jeff gets a black card.
Oh, good work.
All right. Jeff gets
it
a black card.
It was all the cards I drew.
You hit the dirty ones.
All right.
The bleached ones.
So, war. What is it good for? Kids with ass cancer.
Totally is. Oh, God, we're going to kill Jeff by the end of the night. You realize that?
War. What is it good for? Inappropriate yodeling. Talk to Jewel about that one. War. What is it good for? Swiftly achieving orgasm.
I hurt. Ouch.
That's my favorite. Oh. Jeff.
Oh, Jeff again. God damn it.
All right. Oh. The final. The final one.
I think this might be the highest highly rated post show of all time, by the way.
I'm pretty sure I'm high right now. Because I'm absolutely mesmerized by that ass.
I've broken him.
I'm pretty sure I'm high right now because I'm absolutely mesmerized by Ryan Gosling riding in on a white horse. I'm pretty sure you're high too. I'm pretty sure I'm high right now because I'm absolutely mesmerized by Michael Jackson. I'm gonna go with Ryan Gosling because that is
oh,
the
he took all three.
He took all three. All right,
genius. All I had left was Michael Jackson. I was pretty disappointed by that.
Okay, so
come on.
I know there's nothing else here that would be funny.
5, 6, 7, 8,
police brutality.
Can you tell me what this means?
No, you might use it later.
All right, so okay, so now. Yeah, so here's some more black cards.
I will point
so
out.
So now we should. Everyone make sure you have 10 cards. You have 10 white cards.
That's a white card.
Okay, so I need about another 4, I think.
With you,
so. Ah, Christ.
3.
There's a bunch of white cards.
I'm just going to pull a bunch out.
Yeah, they're. I can't fit them all in.
I
all
see. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Hang on, I need one more.
I need 3.
I think. Let me just check.
Oh, heck. This is tricky. 1, 2, 3.
Pass me a random one. I'll just trust you. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Cool. And a great choice you made.
Hey, Jeff, make sure you also have 10. Just so you have it for the next time.
I think Jeff's going to win again, to be honest.
I can't win this time.
Can.
Let's see. I'll pick from over here.
Okay.
Oh God, I'm going down for racism if I play half of these cards.
All right, so now, okay, so eventually, whenever you decide to stop, the winner is whoever has the most black cards. But Jeff can't win any black cards this round.
Oh,
because he's now the card master.
Okay, so I got two doubles. So do you guys need to draw more cards, or when I call the double?
It's only draw if it says draw on it.
Says pick two.
Pick two is no. It would say okay. like when I had a three, it said draw two, pick three.
I see. Okay.
So,
all right. So I can just pick whatever order, right?
Yep.
So, okay. In M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, Bruce Willis discovers that blank had really been blank all along.
God. All right.
Top one first, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Can you repeat the question?
In M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, Bruce Willis discovers that blank had really been blank all along. How do you like this white chocolate?
That's fantastic, man.
How do you like the 14.25%?
Yeah, I'm not feeling it. I'm not getting it.
It'll probably hit you like a brick soon.
Oh, I'm sure it will. This is my biggest problem when judging. I can never detect alcohol.
Mm.
So you get the sheets, right?
And all right. In M. Night Shyamalan's new movie...
Wait. Don't... Do what I did.
All right.
Don't reveal them. Yeah, I put them, you know...
What's he doing?
I'm trying to not realize whose set of three is whose.
Just you know, cross-stitch them. So put one sideways.
I mean, okay, so I got him here. I don't know which one's which anymore. So.
Okay, now don't read them. Do all three and then read them.
Oh,
wait. Go for the next black card. You have
okay. I got you. Yeah. Sorry about that. I'm a noob. Money can't buy me love, but it can buy me blank.
Hookers and blow. Hookers and blow. Hookers and blow.
Should I use that one?
Yes, you should. Even if you don't know what it means.
I don't know what it means.
Oh, good. This is going to be the one that, yeah.
Yeah, this will be the one that wins.
Lifetime Registered Trademark presents Blank, the Story of Blank. Lifetime Registered Trademark presents Blank, the Story of Blank. Lifetime, you guys familiar with Lifetime Network?
No, never heard of it.
Okay, so they're at a serious disadvantage. It's a cable TV network obsessed with...
It's a women's network.
Women's network. Yeah.
I got that from the title, and I think these will work. Let's hope.
Say again?
Lifetime presents Blank, the story of Blank.
Okay.
All right. Now it's time to read. You can choose whatever order you want to read in.
All right. So, M. Night Shyamalan's new movie. In M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, Bruce Willis discovers that Keanu Reeves has really been a pyramid of severed heads all along.
That would all right. Sort of make sense.
In M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, Bruce Willis discovers that former President George W. Bush had really been Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II all along.
That's a weird movie.
Yeah, this would be fun.
In M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, Bruce Willis discovers that all the single ladies had really been a sex comet from Neptune that plunges into the Earth into a turn. In M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, Bruce Willis discovers that all the single ladies had really been a sex comet from Neptune that plunges the Earth into internal sexiness all along. I think that one has to win.
It's gonna win. Oh, God.
That's a Greg one, yeah.
Damn it, I thought Keanu Reeves might have got that one. Never mind.
I was hoping for George W. Bush.
Alright, so... Lifetime presents... Full Frontal Nudity, The Story of Puberty.
It's true.
Lifetime Network presents... running naked through a mall, pissing and shitting everywhere. The story of feeding Rosie O'Donnell. Lifetime presents A Bop It, the story of police brutality. I'm gonna have to give the puberty one.
God damn it. I'm never gonna win
one. All right, Greg, this is your chance to get a card here.
All right, my time to shine.
Money can't buy me love, but it can buy me pixelated bukkake.
Yes, it can.
Oh, we'll tell you what
that's the one she's been asking about.
It should be
money
pixelated.
Money can't buy me love, but it can buy me surprise sex.
Is it really surprise you made for it?
It's not rape, it's surprise sex.
I don't know. This might be bukkake. Money can't buy me love, but it can buy me all of this blood.
That's a Dixter card.
I'm torn here, but I think I have to give the blood the winner.
Oh, wow!
I'm sorry, Alex. Okay.
That's okay, but
yeah.
Bad.
So,
okay. Yeah.
Pixelated bukkake. So, you know what pixelated is, right?
Yeah, but okay. I don't know what the other
so,
word is.
So, in Japan...
I've never told her this.
Penetrative sex can't be shown in porn videos. They always pixelate it up for some reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Bukkake is when you get a bunch of guys all blowing the load in a girl's face.
Or indeed all over.
Yeah.
It's kind of punishment for a girl being a slut. Like,
and I didn't win that one.
Or just being present, I think.
It was really good, but the, I don't know, the all of this blood just, it just didn't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I thought that was
the serial killer vibe. It was nice.
Money can't buy me love, but it can buy me all this blood.
Oh, I should have saved that one.
This is a fantastic game. Where has this been all my life?
This is available.
I have to turn up on a post show of a podcast to play this fucking
game.
Should I
choose another five?
Oh.
Yeah, choose your cards to get back to your 10.
My brother Scott is going to love this shit. I'm going to send him a link to this, and he'll be like just touching himself, listening. Right, so what do we need to do? Top up to 10, do we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, bukkake, I guess, is a tribal retribution thing if a girl's a slut. They'll get all the guys in the tribe to, like, jack off and blow the lid right in her face.
Yeah.
Give her a whole bunch of that stuff that she was getting on the sly.
I shouldn't use it in a better situation.
Okay, so those seem to go that way. Perhaps that way. There's no order to that.
Come on, Greg. You can get on the board.
I can try. I'm not doing well at the moment. Oh, I've got some good ones here, though.
I just picked the first and the last one, so there you go.
That wasn't random.
No,
was
not
suggested.
Random, no.
That was me making you feel guilty about not selecting the first one.
That's true. That's true. It was. All right. So now I am again the game master. I will...
The game master.
The card master, whatever you want to call it.
Why do I do this on every post show?
What do you do on every post show?
I said, why don't we do this?
Oh, why don't we? Yes, we
because
should.
We need, because you need four people.
Yeah.
You can't do it with two. It doesn't work. You can't do it with three, really. You need to have at least
four
people.
Yeah. And Alex is kind of joining in now. It's, you know, it took her to get drunk before she was joining. It's good.
All right. Okay, I have the cards. Let's do Cards Against Humanity round 3.
All right.
What gives me uncontrollable gas?
And it actually does.
All right. Even better. Honesty is always the best policy in Cards Against Humanity. Available for $25 at craftyrary.com/Amazon.
I want to get this game. Where can I get this game?
All right.
Oh, God. I'm losing my
This is a pick two. All right. Dear sir or madam, we regret to inform you that the office of blank has denied your request for blank. The office of blank has denied your request for blank. 1, 2.
That's it.
We're funny out with you.
No, we're not.
Even if these guys are
funny. Yeah, we're not funny.
And finally, When I am a billionaire, I shall erect a 50-foot statue to commemorate blank. When I'm a billionaire...
The problem with this is that I know the thing that I put forward is funny, but I know damn well that the thing that someone else has put forward is better. Well,
I mean, like, I'm in a situation right now where, like, do I give my best answer or do I burn a card and save him for better? Because I know exactly. I'm not going to win.
Always right? give your best answer. Yeah, you always give your best answer. Always give your best answer.
You might not but it's not going to win.
Doesn't necessarily.
Fuck you, right. The brewery. How dare you make such good beer?
Okay. They make amazing beer.
They do.
So the the local beer writer for the bigger of the two Pittsburgh newspapers is doing this thing where he asked me to just write a little. Thing of like pick something off the Beer Week menu, and so the brewery's not available in the market, but there's this place called Caliente Pizza, and they drive over to Philly to get their beer.
Not nice.
So they have Firestone Walker and the brewery. They're doing a brewery tap takeover. They're gonna have 5 beers on tap. Wow. So I wrote that up as my for local beer explorers, you know, you need to check this out because you don't have to travel. You know, it's gonna be beers that aren't available in the market. So yeah. It's probably not gonna be White Chocolate and Black Tuesday.
Wow.
But it's probably going to be Saison Roux and yeah. Autumn Maple and, you know, they're awesome shit, so.
Yeah, I've had Saison Roux. That deserves all the praise it gets.
Yeah.
Good shit.
All right, so our all first. Right,
so here we go.
Our first card. What gives me uncontrollable gas? Morgan Freeman's voice.
It really does.
Okay. Every time I explain something. I get a freckle. All right. Number 2. What gives me uncontrollable gas? Eating an albino.
See? No matter what I play, someone's got something better.
Never tried it, but it could be. What gives me uncontrollable gas? Getting drunk on mouthwash.
All right.
Getting drunk. Albino. Albino wins.
Yeah, albino should win.
Yeah, Alex.
Alex wins.
All right.
Oh shit, white chocolate's a wheat wine.
It's a wheat wine with a bunch of crazy chocolate. Shit going on out there.
Whatever they do to make it taste like white chocolate.
When I am a millionaire, I shall erect a 50-foot statue to commemorate Lance Armstrong's missing testicle.
That's a good one. Oh, you knew that was me, did you? How did you know that?
You gotta go.
You should really play the cards a little closer to the chest.
Yeah,
what if Greg has a bias against you because you have an extra letter in your name? You know?
Yeah, no one likes a guy with an eye in
When I'm a millionaire, I shall erect a 50-foot statue to commemorate Christopher Walken.
Oh, shit. I mean, that's just true.
He doesn't need a statue.
No, but that's just true. You should erect a statue to commemorate
When I'm a millionaire, I shall erect a 50-foot statue to commemorate the devil himself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Greg, you win. I'm going to go with Lance Armstrong's missing testicle. That, to me, is the funniest answer.
To be fair, I would. Thank you, man.
I mean, that's the question where I was curious whether I should burn a card instead of using Chris Walken, because Chris Walken could be a winning answer easily somewhere else.
You have to make the decision, I guess. So.
He told me to always play the best card.
Well, I'm a mime artist,
always
I would like to
play the card you think will win, not necessarily the...
Well, that was my best card. I didn't think any of my cards would win.
Oh. No, always play the card you think you'll win. If you have a card that is a great card, I guess I didn't explain. Well, you know, you'll figure out the game as you go.
Well, sure. But, I mean, like, I was going to save Chris Walken because you could imagine Chris Walken could win.
Yeah. It could.
He can win everything.
I'm Christopher Walken. I'm going to win everything.
I don't know. It needs to be, you know, I'm a little bit harder to please. Okay. Dear sir, madam, we regret to inform you that the office of Sean Penn has denied your request for my humps.
Sorry.
I think you need to repeat that one.
The office of Sean Penn has denied your request for my humps.
My lovely lady lumps.
We need a rim shot sound effect, I think. I think we need to pull in the rim shot.
Oh, these ladies for tasting my sugar lumps.
God.
Sweet sugar lumps. All
right. I'm frightened by the fact you're driving me home right now.
I'm probably the most sober one here. We regret to inform you that the office of clenched butt cheeks has denied your request for the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
Totally an officer.
Of, if there was an officer of Clutch Butt Cheeks, of course they would deny.
No, I think they'd accept that. I think.
Dear sir and madam, we regret to inform you that the office of a horse with no legs.
No, you're reading him backwards.
Oh, okay.
Well, you gave it to him backwards.
We regret to inform you that the office of Vikings has denied your request for. Oh, I think it works better as.
Yeah, an to office be fair, it probably does.
Of a horse with no legs has denied your request for Vikings. That's a winner.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Do you want it that way around?
No, you didn't put it that way around. No.
Damn.
Because I'd have bought it that way around.
You have to deny
it. Yeah. In the other way, no, it doesn't. It's not as funny.
No.
You have to go on what he submitted.
Yeah, you do.
All right. I'll go by house rules. Sean Penn, my humps.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Greg, you are the.
Right. So what do I do now?
All right. Well,
three black cards.
Everyone picks enough white cards to get back to where they were at 10.
Okay.
And another four.
What do I do with these?
These ones used or these ones?
Three. Fresh.
They're fresh, I think.
Hang on.
One, two, God.
The used pile is here.
Four. Oh, this is just rude. That's just rude.
Everyone needs rude.
I like it, though.
Oh, you like everything.
I like you.
Oh.
And you're rude.
God. Mm. Got some shockers here. Right, where's the black cards?
Oh, they're in the middle.
Are you a death master?
So I pull three off the top of here?
Yeah, you can pull here. There are also black cards in here.
I'll pull three
from here. So you don't have to pull it from the top. You can pull it anywhere from but you can do it from the top.
I'll trust it from the top. All right. I mean, it's going to be as sorry, Jeff, random as anything else.
What's that smell?
What's that smell? Ooh, I have so many good answers.
Oh, you too. It's like,
it's a Lynyrd Skynyrd song, isn't it? What's that smell?
Can I enter two different options?
Sadly, no.
Can I take that back and give you this other card?
Oh, I don't know which is which now. I've mixed them up. I've got two. And I didn't look at either.
All right.
Three. All right. Here we go. Oh, no, hang on.
Because the one I gave you is more
literal. Yeah, did the next black card.
The one I gave you is more literal, but the one I want to give you is funnier.
Sorry, man. You tough luck.
Excuse me.
Oh, I threw it on the ground. Oh, man. This is what happens when you get drunk on the ground. Thank you, my dear. Right.
Blank. That's how I want to die.
If I get Justin Timberlake, you'll be.
this one.
You got.
Sorry.
Alright. I have three of those.
I just want to use that one.
Okay. Last one. Holy crap. Blank plus blank equals blank.
Ooh, is it, you have to pick two. That's a pick two,
so
right?
So you've got three.
Does it say pick two on there?
Draw two, pick three.
Draw two, pick three. So everyone draw two white cards.
So you got that? Draw two, pick three.
Read that again.
Blank plus blank equals blank. Draw two.
From here.
And then pick three from your total.
I got some more.
Oh, you got some?
Couple cards right here, cool.
Oh boy. Okay.
How many people do you think have turned off this podcast by now?
I think people are actually curious. Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd be listening to this, but it's just me.
Top one first, right?
Oh, I haven't got anything good.
We're not there yet. No, we've got. Everyone's got to give me the last one yet.
Okay.
Top one first.
So I need three. Top one first. It should be.
Jesus. Blank plus blank equals blank, huh?
Yeah, man. You guts to guts to guts, huh? got the top one as the start?
Top one, yeah.
Come on, Greg.
I'm sorry.
You can do it.
You can do it. Kick the ball like I showed you. All the French listeners will now hit me. Fuck you all. All
right. There you go.
All right, here we go.
Yes, all the French listeners.
Where I have no memory. The good thing about drinking is that you can do this.
Advantage down because sense of humor is maybe English, New Zealand sense of humor is the same. All right, ladies and gentlemen, what's that smell? Dorito breath. What's that smell? Roland the farter, flatulence to the king.
What's that smell? A windmill full of corpses.
While I appreciate the macabre note of the third one, I think I have to go with Roland the Farter, Flatulus of the King, because that is just a worthy...
I had a feeling that would work.
Who was Roland the Farter? That was you.
Roland the Farter.
Sirrah.
Obviously it doesn't work.
I just toss some wax in your water glass.
Everyone needs a bit of wax in their glass. All right. Blank, that's how I want to die. Here we go. A cat video is so cute that your eyes roll back and your spine slides out your anus. That happens to me all the fucking time on YouTube.
Right? That's just a damn good white coat.
Wait, it gets better. Blank, that's how I want to die. Coughing into a vagina.
Damn. A cat video.
Oh, God. You know how I want to die? Britney Spears at 55. I can't decide. I think coughing into a vagina wins.
Excuse me.
Oh,
I just like the image of Britney Spears with your five. Fucking Aaron.
I mean, to be fair, that's a good way to die, yeah. Right? Good.
I burned the cat video.
The cat video was... That was a hard one to do.
Everyone's going to burn good things on.
All right, so. let's hope we double up. How do you decide if everyone gets a card?
If everyone, then you'd play... Then you'd do another round.
Oh, then we do another round. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Blank plus blank equals blank. So, upgrading homeless people to mobile hotspots plus 8 ounces of sweet Mexican black tar heroin equals the KKK.
Very well.
I'm putting the cards in the wrong order.
Are you really?
You put them face down. This is the first one.
Yeah.
I did. Oh, sorry. No.
I read them wrong.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. To be fair, I thought it was pretty good the other round.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's read it the right way around.
See, that should have been the KKK plus 8 ounces of sweet Mexican black tar heroin equals upgrading homeless people to mobile hotspots. I'm sorry, Jeff. I thought it was funny the other one.
That's twice now. This.
Yeah.
I've done it the wrong way.
The reverse is...
All right, here we go. So now, I always read these from the top?
Top.
All right, here we go.
Bottom, yeah.
All right. So, advice from a wise old black man. Pretty sure that's racist. Plus suicidal thoughts equals a cooler full of organs. Oh, yeah.
There's more math there that's being obfuscated, I believe.
Pretty fucking good. Alright, I like that one. Okay. Third entry. The World of Warcraft plus not having sex equals, oh dear, statistically validated stereotypes.
That is so true. So true. I had to go for that one.
That one wins. Was that you?
It took me a while, but I figured it out.
That's some good shit. Oh, God. Oh,
here's your dump pile.
All right. Oh, man.
All right, so everyone, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Everyone pick up 3 white cards. How long are we going to
do this before listeners go, fuck you guys, I'm getting this
Let's
shit
do off. Two more rounds. Let's
okay,
do two more
rounds.
Rounds
is good. All right, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And I've still got 10 because I didn't do the last
Yeah, you
round.
Didn't go,
yeah.
So.
I'm good.
I'm sorry, I have to.
So, Greg, you are the card master, aren't you?
Yes, I am the card master this round.
At least you're not just Master Zero.
Patrick Rue, if you're out there, I would quite like to have your babies. So one thing I should say about these about Cards Against Humanity, I mean, you can actually get all of Cards Against Humanity online, just download it.
Oh, I know, they let you print them out.
But yeah. this is really good cardstock they have it on, you know, and it feels nice in your hands.
These
like
guys,
that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, they started as a Kickstarter thing.
Yeah, it was a Kickstarter,
And so my brother is a Kickstarter addict, and he's also a gamer, so he's always like, you need this, you need that, you need that, and I'm like, oh god, dude, if I did everything you told me I had to have, I'd never have any money for beer.
Why'd you pop open that Black Tuesday?
Holy shit.
I finish this that way. I have all 4 expansions because they just keep adding more great stuff to it. Each expansion is, I think, $15.
Oh, wow.
It's worth it for
this,
I mean,
it's a genius game.
Yeah, it's a genius game. As you can see by the fun we're having. As long as you have 4 people around, you can break this out and you are guaranteed to laugh your ass off. Mm. Guaranteed.
But the drunk you are, the better it is.
I mean, absolutely.
Well, perhaps,
but you don't have to. You don't have to be drunk in order to enjoy this game. I mean, I've played it totally sober.
That was nicely done, by the way. I almost believed you.
I'm not saying I'm totally sober now, but I'm saying I've played it totally sober and it's just as fun. Okay.
All right. What do we got?
All right.
Did I
pick one? Yeah. Okay. Let's see here.
Get some good ones. God, I'm gonna fantastic climb. Like fuck for that. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. Okay.
Hit me, bitch.
Cards Against Humanity. Card number 1.
Oh, this looks like red wine. What the hell is in this thing?
You want to smell.
Oh, my God.
It's a barley wine of some
sort. It's chocolatey. It's...
It's Black Tuesday. It's one of the biggest white whales you can get.
Wow, really?
It's up there with Dark Lord, yeah.
Holy crap. This is incredible.
A romantic candlelit dinner would be incomplete without... your white card. A romantic candlelit dinner.
I hate burning this for this, but
would be incomplete. Is this a dump pile?
This is going to do it for me.
You're the animal in this one, Greg.
There was only one better one I had than that. And it's so confusing.
Okay.
Oh my god, this is a white whale.
Holy shit, this is good. What's white whale?
A white whale is a beer that's really hard to get.
Moby Dick.
Yeah.
It's a
Captain Ahab.
It tastes like a barley wine.
It tastes like red wine plus a barley wine.
Barley wine plus chocolate.
Yeah. What don't you want to find in your Kung Pao chicken? What don't you want to find in your Kung Pao chicken? What don't you want to find?
I had 2 options for that, both were equally hilarious.
And your Kung Pao chicken. I would accept William Shatner.
I would love to find William Shatner in my Kung Pao chicken. William Shatner is the best thing ever.
I love all the ads with them.
Only 2 things in life are certain. Death and blank.
God, I wish I hadn't burned my one before. Hang on. I'll use this.
Okay. only two things. Oh, wow. That's so good.
I got three cards that would all be great.
Yeah.
It's such a good beer.
I've only got two, and they're both average.
Okay. Here is the first one. A romantic candlelight dinner. A romantic candlelight dinner would be incomplete without sneezing, farting, and coming at the same time.
I think they killed you.
I agree. All right, a romantic candlelit dinner would be incomplete without the thin veneer of situational causality that underlies porn.
Fuck!
Holy
fuck!
Shit.
I don't think anything would beat my one. God damn it!
The thin veneer of situational causality that underlies porn. Wow!
That could not be any better. Oh.
Wow! That's why you pay for Cards Against Humanity. And romantic candle dinner would be incomplete without Bosnian chicken farmers.
Those are all pretty good.
So the thin veneer of situational causality that underlies porn, which just is a Jeff one.
God damn you, Jeff. I thought my sneezing, farting, and coming one would...
That's just a white card that is incomparable. That is just beautiful.
I know I burned it, right?
You just got to wait for that right
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
What don't you want to find in your Kung Pao chicken? Well, you don't want to find the hardworking Mexican. You certainly don't want to find him.
Oh, God, Alex is losing.
What else don't you want to find in your Kung Pao chicken? Well, Michelle Obama's arms.
Oh, that's true.
Also be a bad thing to find.
Very true.
Another poor thing to find in your Kung Pao chicken.
Quite a while to nibble those off.
Self-loathing.
Self-loathing.
God. Honestly, because it's the thing I most often encounter in Kung Pao Chicken, it's the thing I most often don't want. So self-loathing would be the answer.
I would have chosen that too. That's perfect.
Aww.
What would you have chosen? The hardworking Mexican.
No, my one.
See, mine was the hardworking Mexican, but self-loathing owned that.
I know who
won. Alright, the only two things in life are certain. Death and... deflowering the princess. Sorry, Mario, but our princess is another castle.
This is where I should have used my sneezing, farting, and coming at the same time.
Only two things like for certain: death and sexual humiliation. Agreed. Or death and chugging a lava lamp? Sexual humiliation. Who was that?
God damn it.
It was me.
Wow. Oh,
3 for 3.
Jeff,
you're a legend.
Wow. That was the truest one of them. Come on.
This just tells us we do not get Greg's sense of humor.
No, I get it. I would have chosen exactly the same as him in every single situation.
No.
All right. So this is the final round. Final round.
The self-loathing one was the one that did it for me. Right, so we need to pick back up the 10, don't we?
Yeah.
Hang on,
10.
So
there
we
go.
All right,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, I've got some good ones, but I don't think they're going to be applicable.
3.
God, one of the ones I've got is just a joke and the answer in itself.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. Anyway.
Excuse me.
Fuck you, Jeff. How dare you give us such good beer?
The class field trip was completely ruined by blank.
Well, that one's too obvious. Okay.
What was the question?
The class field trip was completely ruined by blank.
Okay. That one.
I had two that would have been perfect, but that one was the best. I'm down to really dodgy ones now.
All right, number...
I've still got two that I haven't played.
In the new Disney Channel original movie, Hannah Montana struggles with blank for the first time.
Okay, this one I have the perfect one for.
In the new Disney Channel original movie, Hannah Montana struggles with blank for the first time.
Boy.
Oh, God. I should have stayed in New Zealand.
Greg, this is the best game ever.
I would have gone here.
You can buy this game on craftyourradio.com/Amazon.
Oh, nice work. Nice work. And I will. Oh.
I want to take this game home with us so badly.
All right, and this is a pick two. You don't have to draw any cards, but it's double. Michael Bay's new 3-hour action epic.
No,
Pits.
No, don't pick any cards.
Oh, I thought we had to pick two.
No, just pick two. Yeah.
It's a pick two, not a draw anything. Michael Bay's new 3-hour action movie pits blank against blank. Michael Bay's new 3-hour action epic pits blank. In a world where blank is a pitted against blank.
It was a time of blank.
Oh, I don't know. This is so tough.
In a world where blank is pitted against blank.
All of mine would be awesome, except when I know Greg will have better ones.
Greg, we're getting screwed.
I know.
Screw.
All right. Class field trip was completely ruined by getting in her pants politely.
Politely?
Politely.
May I please?
To be fair, it was the politely that did it for me. I lost my shit at that.
The class field trip was completely ruined by a micro penis. Those can really ruin field trips. The class field trip was completely ruined by getting abducted by Peter Pan.
He is an annoying cunt.
All three would kind of ruin a field
fucking
trip.
Fucking Peter Pan, always fucking abducting people. Oh, hi, I want to take you off to a fiery fantasy land. Fuck you, Peter Pan.
Oh, I'll have to go with Peter Pan.
Yay!
Peter Pan!
That's me!
Yeah, a annoying little cunt with his little green wings.
The new Disney Channel original movie, Hannah Montana struggles with... Let's make sure I... Whoa. Okay. Hannah Montana struggles with dental dams for the first time. You know what a dental dam is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the new Disney Channel original movie, Hannah Montana struggles with the glass ceiling for the first time.
That'd be more a Lifetime, wouldn't it? But still, that's funny.
She got more highbrow. I can't get it now.
Yeah, I like the highbrow stuff. That's funny.
Pretty good. This one's good too. In the new Disney Channel original movie, Hannah Montana struggles with a dance move that's just sex for the first time. These are hard.
That's what Hannah Montana said.
Let's go to glass ceiling.
Yeah, yes! I would totally go to glass ceiling.
Yay, Greg.
Thank you, my son.
That was the best one, definitely.
I must admit, I was like, I can't use this. Oh, suddenly I can. Broken Jeff again. Awesome.
Michael Bay's new 3-hour action... See, my voice is actually
good. Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
Michael Bay.
Michael Bay's 3-hour action
in a
epic pits hipsters against historical revisionism.
In a world where thick-rimmed glasses are de rigueur. I would like to see that movie.
Michael Bay's new 3-hour action epic pits carnies against becoming a blueberry.
What? The Carnies was good. The blueberry thing, not too much.
Aww. I've gone mild. What's this?
Oh god, here we go. This might be a winner.
Michael Bay's new 3-hour action epic pits Muhammad, praise be unto him, against William Shatner.
Yeah! Oh god.
I'm gonna give it to hipsters.
Oh hipsters! Yeah! It's two! Sadly, that was the last round.
All right, so that was last round. So now you count up your blacks, and you see who has the most blacks. I have four.
I have four.
Hang on.
Six.
I'm drunk.
Jeff has six.
Careful.
So that's Jeff wins.
Yeah, I think Jeff wins. I've got four. Yeah.
So we got four.
Jeff
four.
Wins. Yeah.
Jeff is the king of comedy.
So that's Cards Against Humanity.
No, it's just the cards I drew, man.
It's a fantastic game.
Yeah. This is a highly recommended game. This is a party game that you can pull out really any time, as long as people are, you know, have enough constitution for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's such a good game.
And again, that URL, Jeff, to buy the game?
craftbeerradio.com/Amazon.
There you go.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we should do Amazon Anonymous.
Yeah, sure. Oh, shit, it. Yeah.
Would oh, you shit, like, yeah?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like to choose something?
I would like to choose something,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to come all the way over there. I'm take headphones off and shit.
This is oh, the last shit, seven yeah. days, you know, but I'll open it up for the whole month so you can take a look and see what people
well,
have chosen.
Like it tells you who does it.
And,
okay.
I have to go to the bathroom so you can choose.
All right, I'll choose. So can I scroll down from here?
Yeah, by all means. Keep going. You'll figure it out eventually.
Yeah, that's cool.
No. Mac does a two-finger on the touchpad.
All right.
The scroll. So.
Oh, there we go. Uh-huh. Oh, nice. Some cool shit here.
I did that.
Generic high quality clear screen. Generic. Anything that starts with generic is always cool.
So have you guys done this for the last 9 years every Saturday night?
Not every night. We call it mostly weekly.
That's incredible.
We've done, well, this is what, 187 or 287?
286.
Of the numbered episodes. We've done things that don't garner an episode number. And, you know, we've done 20 hours of Saver every year and that kind of thing, so.
What happens when one of you guys goes on holiday? You
take a week off.
I've only subjected her to a little of this, you know. She gets when we're going driving somewhere, I normally burn a few to the CD that I'm behind on. And, like, we're listening to this on the way to Auckland. She's like, man,
I wish
that guy's voice is annoying. And she's talking about Greg.
Really? You're not the guy that sounds like Kermit the Frog?
No. Kermit the Frog's cool.
And he is lying through his pants.
No, it's Greg's voice you don't like. It is, definitely.
Is it?
I've never gone on holiday, though. I go on vacation, so.
Oh, same thing.
We have holidays where we get paid for working and not working, but we don't go on holiday.
No, you're right. I see why there should be a difference. In New Zealand,
you've
the same thing.
You've got shit all over your earrings.
It's the headphones,
like,
crap
on, oh, I don't know.
That's right. Alex has just admitted she hates your
voice. Pleather. Greg has pleather all over his ears.
Yeah, it's the weird leather
that
pulls off.
It's true, yeah. Right, I've chosen something.
All right, what'd you get?
I've got the Monty Python, the movies.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to read the reviews. I'll let Jeff do that. Jeff loves reading those reviews.
Just favorite thing to do.
To be fair, I enjoy them. I always enjoy reading reviews.
Yeah, for some reason I don't.
No, the other thing is I enjoy you. But that's the thing, I enjoy you being an asshole about every review. It makes all the difference.
You see, Jeff, I do serve a purpose.
Yeah.
You do.
All right.
So, what was yours again?
Mine was the Monty Python the movies.
All right, I just did the past week, so I missed that one.
Okay.
So they downloaded what? Our Holy Grail? Or?
No, it was just called Monty Python the Movies. It was like four movies.
Well, geez. So, Life of Brian, Holy Grail.
What have we got? Yeah, Live at the Hollywood Bowl and the fourth. We're missing it.
Meaning of Life.
Meaning of Life, of course. Thank you, Greg.
Meaning of Life is probably the best one, right?
But Jabberwocky?
Yeah, it certainly is. No, that doesn't count.
Oh,
that's not a Monty Python.
There's a show
movie.
In Vegas at the moment called Jabberwocky.
No, that's Jabberwocky's.
I'm going to go with the 8-inch wood grain textured outside hardboard siding panels corners 10-pack by Capital City Lumber. It has one review. It's 4 stars. It's $9.59. I will tell you why. It gets 4 stars because it's good quality. However, I thought the color was white, and it turns out the color is actually a tan brown beige color?
Oh, you know you're a racist,
can't use them, but good quality anyway.
Well, you know, racists hate the fact that once you say white, it's not really white.
Yeah, right, you're a dirty racist.
We're a mulatto. We don't like mulatto.
Goddamn South Africans, you're a racist, eh? Yeah.
Okay, Greg.
Sorry, man.
No, no.
That...
Okay, I'm going to pick...
That was some Southern Hemisphere shit that we don't get. We don't know what you just said. So
no, everyone mistakes us for South Africans, so I do a South African accent every time I can, eh? Just to illustrate the difference.
That doesn't sound like Dave Matthews at all.
Really? Who's Dave Matthews?
It's good, aren't you? You wanted to have that as the song we do.
Well, because of Community the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, but I no. okay. Sorry. I was just looking to see what movies were on here. Alright. I am going to pick... I haven't had a chance to look, so I'm just choosing quickly here. Yeah, why not? Sony got a wedding tiara crown. Somebody is interested in buying something for their wedding, or maybe a costume. I don't know.
Probably more of a bachelor... at party.
Yeah, thing. Probably, yeah. Because really?
Here's your last chance to fuck me. Come on.
You've been playing too much Cards Against Humanity, man.
It's a, you know, it's not, it's not expensive. It's only about $36, and it's got little sparkly crystals in it, and it's a little crown people can wear.
So pretty.
I'm so pretty.
Last night, I don't get to be a slut.
Is that what you think happens at bachelorette parties?
I've seen it. I know that's what happens at bachelorette parties.
You see what happens on bachelor parties, too, but on yours was, you know. Was
lame. Except for the whole bachelor dancing you guys put me through.
Oh.
Well, that was lame. You didn't enjoy it. I didn't think
it hurt. It was painful.
You had slammed your head against
it. You could have spent the same amount of money and put me in a champagne room or something like that. It got me a lap dance for like half the price.
I wasn't in charge.
Or bought you some amazing beer.
So for my bachelor party, we went to the one strip club. And so there's like, you know, there's like, they could have got me a lap dance for like $20. That would have been enjoyable and fun. No, they paid like $180 and got me this bachelor embarrassing thing. You go up on stage, they take your shirt off. So fat guy like me with my shirt off, right?
Dude,
okay, no one cares.
I'd just like to point out, I'm fat. You are not fat.
I'm a little fat.
No one cares. Right. I mean, the only person who cares about how you look is you. That's the thing.
They rip your underpants off of you.
Yeah.
So they give you like the.
I'm turned on already.
They give you like mega wedgie. So they rip your underpants. So like, I had no underpants on the way home. No. I mean, the one part that was nice was you had a chick on your lap, face down, facing away from you, so her legs were straddling you. And it, I was telling you last night about strip clubs here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
100% nude.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No panties. Yeah. No,
it's the same in New Zealand.
They wear a garter belt just to hold the money.
Well, you got to put it somewhere, right?
Right, a garter, not a belt, just a garter. So there was her face down on my lap, and then sitting on her ass was a girl facing me, and then there was a girl on my shoulders facing me, so there was the girly girl stuff right there on my face. But the girl on my shoulders was going up the pole that was on my back and sliding down 10 feet and landing on my shoulders. So for me not to throw a disc, I was like tightening down my core, like, you know, so like I'm just trying not to get hurt this whole time. Right? So there's three naked girls all over me. But I'm just trying not to get hurt.
Right.
I have to warn you about the ship. My father is about to go into surgery to get pins in his spine.
Yeah.
To stop the discs impacting on his nerves.
Yeah.
From shit like that, probably.
So what Alex is saying is that her dad got way too much stripper action.
I get Percocets monthly because I have disc problems. Yeah, so
Greg also has had way too much stripper action.
Yeah, I mean, they could have spent like $20 and got me a lap dance, and that would have been enjoyable. And they could have like, hey, happy wedding, dude. You know,
I was in charge.
The works, man. That's love. You've got to appreciate that.
But no, I'm driving home. I'm driving home with no underpants. Oh. And
yeah.
Oh, like I had to, like, you know, like, what am I going to do with these ripped up boxer shorts? Like,
why,
what the fuck?
Why do you have a bunch of power cable in it?
Because I asked Greg to bring me a certain adapter. I'm still trying to find it here.
Isn't that it?
This might be it.
After following on from that last conversation, I'm really worried about why you need those.
I need to plug a SATA hard drive into a computer power supply that only has the old Molex type cable.
Uh-huh. I thought, yeah, this one.
sorry.
Whatever you say, dude.
This one here.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay. No, it doesn't have the Molochs on it, though.
Oh,
maybe the motherboard has this port, but it's not the one I was looking for.
Here you go.
Nope, that's
so
not
you
the
want. Wait, so you want
I mean, that might work, but that's not the one.
You
I
want
was
one
for.
Of those to one of.
Yeah, I want. Oh. I want this on one end, and I want what you showed me on the other end, right? So I want that spliced together.
I thought.
Now the motherboard that I'm trying to plug in might have this.
The
so I might be, I might be able to use this cable.
Okay.
All, so
hold on to that. Anyway, go on with your platform.
Anyway,
sir.
Yes, please continue.
Yeah, so, yeah, that was awesome. It was a strip club, and, I mean, sure, it was fun for my friends.
But that's kind of what,
could you imagine three completely naked hot strippers climbing all over you, not being fun?
Yes.
No.
I don't like...
No, I can't. I mean, as I said to you last night,
a pussy in your face, not being fun.
No, I can't. I mean, I said to you last night, I don't do strip
clubs. This turns into a Molox. Is it? Will that help it up?
It weirds me out.
No, because it's male to male.
And I'd say this even if Alex wasn't in the room.
Yeah.
It just weirds me out.
You can look, but you can't touch.
Well, no, even if you, like, if I was single, it would still weird me out.
Well, see, you can touch if they're friendly.
Yeah, but... So. It's just, when they... treat themselves as objects, I find it odd. It's
just like there's a pussy here, there's two naked chicks on my lap, and this sucks. This is the worst.
There's a pussy here, there's a pussy there, there's
a
pussy
everywhere. I'm into it if they are.
I'm never
going to
get this glitter off of me.
Yeah,
ever.
Yeah.
He got it
in
eventually.
In fact, I can still see a bit of glitter right there on you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on the end
of
your tongue, actually, that's
pretty cool. You had to sit on your hands, right? So you couldn't, you couldn't even use your hands to, defend yourself.
What else would you use them for? I mean, really. Oh, he's got a sonic screwdriver. Oh, yeah. Is that the 10th Doctor?
It says you're gay.
Am I? not today. Maybe later.
That explains so much.
It depends on the day. Here, I understand.
So
is this a 10th Doctor screwdriver?
It's 11th Doctor screwdriver.
11th. Oh, hang on. How do you make it go?
You're in the right ballpark anyway.
There are two places.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
There's two places to make it go off.
Much like most attractive women. Oh, God. But yeah, I'm sorry. Now you guys are going to get hate mail, and it's my fault.
It's the mind and the mind.
It's funny because it's true.
Try that. That is cool.
There's also, if you push it, if you pull it in completely, then you can use one of the buttons, the smaller button. Yeah.
That's what she said.
The smaller button is always more intense.
I'd just like to ask you a question. Is this the... Have I set the record for the most random post-show ever?
No.
I think we've set the record.
Well,
together,
I mean. Yeah. But, yeah. I'd like to have been here for the most random post-show ever. And I think this
No.
I wish you guys would stop fucking up random and use misusing random. That's what I wish.
Sorry, Jeff. The most out there post-show ever. How's that for better? Yeah, I sympathize, man. I have a coworker who's
if anything, it's been the most structured post show ever because we did Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah, really
following
good.
A formula, right?
Yeah.
We just atoned with the father or whatever.
Now, Jeff, I have to know: have you seen the McDonald's random red couch ad? And has it driven you crazy yet? No, you haven't. Okay.
No, my sister says, oh, that was totally random. No, that was totally unexpected. Has nothing to do with randomness.
So McDonald's now have an ad called, I've got a random red couch. It's not a random red couch. It is a red couch.
It's probably
where they
an
sit
unexpected
down and they have,
red couch.
They eat. No, no, it's not even that. There's a red couch. No one says how it got there, why it got there.
Alex is done with the Homer puzzle.
Yeah, she is. Oh, that's not Homer. That looks like some kind of, oh dear God.
No, it's...
You can't leave him like that. Imagine... Oh, Jesus.
Homer doesn't care.
Homer would care if he was left like that.
No,
I mean, look at him.
No,
give
he
would.
Give
me a cheat sheet over there, please.
That's like when you're, you're McCoy,
tried,
right? Okay, you're Dr. McCoy.
Right.
You go through a transporter, you're turned inside out, and your molecules are reassembled, and you look like that. What are you doing? Well, screaming and dying. But... after that, you're like... probably before that.
Well,
to be fair.
Okay, well, you
after
said you wanted to bring
dead.
Up religion, so here, there's your chance.
Oh,
after that...
Right. So, no. Okay, so I was going to bring this up. You guys have talked about this sort of shit a lot. You know, I'm on the same page. As
only diehards listening at this point, anyway. So let's
you're right.
Wait, let's do a code word.
Okay, code word.
Code word. Kiwi.
Kiwi. There we go. Yeah. Kiwi is the code word. What's Jeff flashing at you?
What do you? Oh.
You mean a bird that can't fly?
Allison found this, apparently.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah, she's put it in. Yeah.
So, on the
There's
front...
spaces for me to write.
But you notice awesome. Over here, right, there's some silver Sharpie that says ADA. She's trying to write dad, but you're an ADA.
ADA.
So it's the American with Disabilities Act right here. It's in silver Sharpie on the desk.
Oh, God. Isn't there so ADA just... Skinner? Or...
assistant district attorney, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, but so I flip open the Simpsons thing, which has been buried under a pile of shit for the last 10 years, as far as I know, over on that counter. But I open it up, and there's, on the table of contents, there's like, the Simpsons challenge, page 2. Meet the Simpsons puzzle, page 3. So, like, on the dots, short, Allie, Mom, Max, and Dad. So she must have written this sometime in the last year. And but this has been buried for more than a year. That's the curious thing.
76, right?
By the way, if you guys want to drink, I'm not drinking anymore. But if you guys want to drink any more of this,
I will drink more. This is fantastic beer.
Do you want some more of the Black beers. Tuesday?
Yeah, I'd have some more of that. Are you sure? Though? I mean, this is rare shit. I don't want to take it from you.
It's already open, so
yeah. I mean, I can drink it this next week by myself.
So that's like 19%, right? I mean,
yeah,
I
yeah, roughly, yeah,
kind of bonkers.
Yeah, that's so good.
I'm so glad our flight is not.
Have you had this?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be sober.
18.3.
We'll be tight. We'll be.
It's less than 19%.
Yeah,
nothing to worry.
It's considerably less.
And we're already going to Chicago. Like, we'll finish tomorrow night at rock bottom. Right, we'll be fine. Yeah.
So tomorrow, you guys already went to Double Y. So the OTB, which I told you to go to.
Yeah, which...
So they must... They have two locations. They opened one in a park to the north of the city here called North Park.
Yep.
Of course, well, north of the city, right?
North of the city, right, yeah.
But it's actually in a county park, which is unusual for a restaurant, especially a beer restaurant, right? But they opened... They opened earlier and... Maybe that's the place where they just... That's where I've seen the Bacon Bloody Marys.
Oh, no, they had
So they mustn't have brunch hours.
They had a sign up in the window saying Bacon Bloody Marys. So they were pimping.
I'll tell you what, I have some aspirin if you want some.
We had to go elsewhere.
I've got lots of pills.
Oh, but Double Wide's... Excuse me.
Double Wide was good.
What do you have?
A leave. I've got 130 pills of a leave.
Gesundheit, Jeff.
Excuse me. Double Wide's a great place. And I was going to tell you that... I did tell you on Twitter, but they're open tomorrow for brunch. So there's at least a good beer place you can go to before you get to the airport.
Yeah. And if you guys are bored and want to hit in, well...
I can't make it down.
No, I know.
I have a Easter lunch at 12 o'clock.
No, I figured you guys would be busy. Yeah. But yeah, we'll go and do something. We're going to have our bags with us. That's the biggest problem. We'll be like, trundle.
Well, you could probably...
We'll figure out what we
need. Yeah, we'll figure something out. It's all good. Oh my god, this smells good.
If there's a bar at the airport, we'll be sweet. Yeah, we can.
There's Bar Simon.
Oh, there you go. We'll be sweet.
Simon at the airport is probably the best place. And
is that after security though?
Yes,
it's in the term. Okay. It's in the concourse.
Oh, there you go.
Cool. So our concourse is a big X.
Yep.
You know, with like different legs. It's right in the center. So when you go up the escalators. It's off to the right.
It's a little off to the right, yeah.
And,
I think it's on the B area,
I've not used this trick yet, but apparently you can, in airports, you can order beer to go.
Yeah, you can.
So you can get like Headhunter to go.
I know, right? I mean, yeah.
You can?
You can order beer to go at bars and airports.
What, right? In like a plastic cup? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Rock Bottom in Denver said, do you want that to go?
I never knew it. Someone told me, like, you can get beer to go in airports. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That, you know, the only problem with that is that, unlike wine, beer makes you go to the bathroom a lot quicker. So that would be, you know, harder on a plane.
Yeah. We generally don't drink on the plane.
Speaking of conversation, I
wanted to hear your religion story because you talked about it up on the way here.
Oh, yeah, so I was going to talk about this. Okay, so it really bugs me that I flick on the History Channel while I'm surfing. I was actually looking for baseball, right? For my sins, I'm sorry, listeners, I am a Cubs fan. I was looking for some baseball.
Well, I'm a Yankees fan, so they hate me.
Well, yeah, okay, but at least Yankees win occasionally. You know, Cubs might win twice a season.
Well, that's why they hate me, because the Yankees, you know, spend all the money.
Yeah, they do pretty well, yeah.
Not lately.
Well, no.
Well, 2009, 2009,
yeah,
they won.
But, they do, I mean, okay, yeah, but they always. But lately, do okay.
they've been shit.
They always hold their end up. Put it that way. The Cubs, yeah, don't. But it is good. Yeah. I mean, you watch a Cubs game, and if the Cubs win, it's amazing.
Yeah, right?
And it's good. You can watch a game. And
I still remember Harry Carey, you know, because it was back in my time when he was around.
Yeah.
And he was alive.
Yeah, true. There's an issue, but yeah.
And whenever they would get the Cubs win. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, so I enjoy the Cubs, but yeah. So I was flipping through looking for baseball. We had no baseball free to air in the hotel we were staying in. But what I did find is the History Channel. So as soon as I click onto the History Channel, I get. And Lot's wife looked back and was turned into a pillar of salt for disobeying God. I'm like, what the fuck? This is the History Channel.
History Channel as ain't what it used to be.
This shit happened.
I mean, the thing is, the History Channel for the longest time was called the Hitler Channel.
I'm sure at least that was based on research.
Well, yeah, I mean, the reason why is because... That was one of the most documented events in history.
Sure, right.
So it was easy to get history stuff out of that.
But I mean, even now, there's differences of opinion about what went down in World War II, and you know.
But remember, they have 24 hours to fill.
Yeah.
And
the same company owns like History and TLC and Discovery, right? And Science Channel, and like TLC is not the learning channel.
Sure.
It's home makeover shit. And,
yeah.
Yeah, but honestly, if you go change to a channel called the History Channel, and you find them talking ancient about biblical aliens? Events as this happened,
no, it's even worse.
Yeah, the ancient aliens.
I've seen that. I know. Yeah. And the
pyramids were made by aliens because humans couldn't have done it.
Yeah. Oh God, I know it.
I'm not saying it was aliens, but it was
aliens. Yeah. No, it just. Oh, that bugs me. I mean, should we have to show some evidence?
Electricity? What's the electricity in New Zealand? Is it 120, 60 hertz? 240.
240 is 50 hertz? 50,
yeah.
50 hertz.
And you're driving the wrong side of the road,
too, right?
What's
your plug look like?
Our plug looks like a smiley face. It's like one like that and one like that. So yours is
okay.
Two
everyone
like that
else
one
in
like
the world
that.
Drives on the other side of the road.
Our plug, you probably see one right over there.
Yeah, there you go. So yours, you've got the two down like that and one like that.
Yeah.
Ours is the other way around. So two horizontal. Okay. And so sort of horizontal, it was more of a 45-degree angle. So picture a sad face. You're like,
yeah,
the eyebrows.
Yeah, yeah. Ours looks more like a shocked face. Like, whoa.
Yeah,
so,
it does.
So there's actually a thing where, like, you know, it's kind of more common to install the outlets, the receptacles upside down from what you see right there.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I don't know if this is true or not. Because this looks like a face, and autistic kids have problems relating to faces. When you flip it over, it makes the house more amenable to autistic kids.
Okay. No,
what?
That's actually no,
seriously.
Reasonable, though.
Seriously. I heard this from Scott, who has two autistic children, and from East End.
Yeah. No, I figured it was Scott. But...
And because that looks kind of like a mouth, like a mouth and
well,
two scanty eyes.
I figured that if they have trouble recognizing faces, then the fact that it looks kind of like a face shouldn't bother them at all, as opposed to bothering them more.
I don't know.
Does it bother you? Are you on the spectrum?
I don't like the fact that it looks like a face at all.
See, I mean, Alex is on the spectrum. She's not autistic, but she's not.
It's a spectrum. I mean, the thing is, it's a spectrum.
Yeah. She's pretty much. She can relate to people, but she's not good at making eye contact. And you know, so I keep saying to her, eye contact. When you're talking about eye, you know, look at people. Oh, I can do that, and then she doesn't.
Yeah. So I come over here and I have to learn to speak slower and look at people in the face, and it's really hard.
But the point is that she's aware of it, so she can deal with it. So
Jeff has that. Thing up there and tell him to talk slow.
Yeah, that's good.
And then I told him you can't say talk
slowly.
Slowly.
Yeah.
I'm a Pittsburgh when you learn
that.
I'm a Kiwi. We can't do anything but talk fast.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, but if you heard the Italians or the French, they're just.
Oh, man.
That sign's been up there for 7 years.
Yeah,
so
Jeff knows now. There's no need for that sign to be up there anymore.
I've got to tell you.
It's more sort of a vestige, right?
It's like the media passes and the beer bottles and the
judging with Italians was fun. They were like, hang on, guys, slow down. Back up. What were you saying? This is not to style. Right.
insulting races left and right here.
No, like, there,
entire cultures.
No, it's not an insult. This one is thing just about how they are.
The American, yeah. North American plugs is I'm curious whether mounting them upside down with the ground on top is less strain on the receptacle.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I haven't figured that out.
I also ground on the bottom as well, so. Mm-hmm.
Why would it be less strain on the receptacle? Why would that be any considerable amount?
I don't know. But I mean, I can't imagine making the receptacle look less like a face is enough reason to do it. But most new houses mount the receptacles upside down.
Hmm.
They do look worried, don't they? Like,
they do. Like, oh!
Yeah.
Oh my god, no, don't stick that at me! Don't stick
that
at me!
And I can't say that because we want to not annoy autistic people, we're going to mount the receptacles upside down. I think there would have to be another reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so my next logical solution is less strain on the receptacle. Like, I had a problem.
Well,
like,
why don't you just say instead of that it upsets autistic people, just say it's racist. And then
then you win no matter what.
Then right? People would be like, oh, okay, then I don't want to do that. Yeah. Because people
come
are just,
up with
people
the culture that offends.
People are highly sensitive to that. So they'll be like, oh, okay. No, that makes sense. Yeah. Put it upside down.
Now, there's something we can talk about. Okay. So, racism. The accusations.
There's something we can cover.
Let's talk about racism. Yeah, because that's not polarizing at all.
Let's talk about racism. Yeah. Let's talk about you and me.
Not only let's talk about it, let's solve it.
No, well, we can't solve it.
Let's finally solve it.
But what does annoy me is that people assume racism where there isn't any. I mean, I'm sure Jeff, there is no intent ever to judge anyone on any physical or color or any characteristic that these people have. And yet, it is assumed of us all the time that we are. If you say something accidentally based on a dominant stereotype, you know, if you say, oh, I'm trying to think of something that's...
Why are you trying to Jew me down, Greg?
Yeah, why are you trying to Jew me down, yeah. I mean, there's a good example. Greg's Jewish, right? So if you say,
not really,
God, you just Jewed me out of $5, right? You're not being racist. You're laughingly joking off a predominant racist stereotype.
I'm going to disagree with you.
You're going to disagree?
Yeah.
Would you? If I said that, would you assume that I was hating on you and your people?
No.
No, right. Good. That's all that matters.
But it's too edgy to be.
But I would
friendly.
Say that it's...
Yeah,
I would say that it is inappropriate.
So maybe in 10 years' time, do you think it'll be okay to say that? When we've all moved past that, we can make those jokes?
No, I mean...
Or do you think we should never make those jokes?
Here's the problem. If you can ever say, I'm not racist,
but some of my best friends, etc.
If you can ever say that, then there's a bit of racism in you.
Well,
the only time when you're not racist is when it isn't even a consideration at all.
No, I absolutely agree with that. Yeah, it shouldn't be a consideration.
Yeah.
But the fact is, our culture forces that consideration on us.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It forces us to think, I am now being racist, even though you would never consider that to be a racist thing.
Well, I mean,
now, I could say to you, you just Jewed me out of $5. I shouldn't have to care whether you are a Jew or not. It's become part of popular vernacular that Jews are tight, you know. As I'm Irish / Scottish, right? Okay, that's my origin. Scots are tight.
I mean, you can see the same thing. Gypsies and gypped, right? I got gypped.
Yeah,
out
I got
of
gypped
something.
Out of, yeah, whatever. Yeah. And no one intends
see,
it as
that.
A...
I mean, as soon as you said it, it's obvious, but I never knew that was the origin.
Oh, you never
right?
knew that? Okay,
I didn't
so,
know gypped was from gypsy, you know.
If to me, it's all about intent. If you intend to put someone down based on their race, you are a bad person. If you're using an expression and you're kind of trying to communicate a stereotype that you know exists and you're using that to communicate, I have no problem.
Here's the difference. I don't think that you're necessarily a bad person for saying something that makes people uncomfortable, but it does make people uncomfortable,
therefore
you shouldn't say it.
Now, that's a very good point.
I mean, so there's that in casual conversation, but then there's the comedians who make their, you know,
comedy. But you're comedy, paying there to be made uncomfortable.
Comedy right, has to be edgy. Yeah, out, comedy like has to be uncomfortable, or else it's not funny.
Exactly. You go to a show, you pay your money, and you expect to be uncomfortable.
That's why those conservative comedies never work. You know, when they try to do a conservative Daily Show, never works because they're they who's stay really, in their comfort zone.
The really sort of conservative Christian comedian that does a whole lot of stuff. Louis C.K.?
No, he's not. He's not a conservative Christian.
Who's the guy? You'd know him. We watched him and we were like, oh, this is just the worst comedy I've ever seen.
Who would that be?
Oh, Jeff Foxworthy?
Yeah, that was him. He was terrible. Wow. I'm like, oh, God, this guy's not funny.
Look, I'll give Jeff Foxworthy his credit.
He's a carrot top, right?
He's got some cleverness to him, and, you know, he makes his jokes. He sets himself in a zone, and he still manages to be reasonably funny in that zone. There are lots of people in that zone who aren't funny at all.
Sure.
And he still manages to be entertaining and reasonably funny. I mean, that's not the kind of comedy I appreciate, but I'm not going to jump on the guy for being super successful in that realm when I can clearly see that, you know, he's a clever guy who, you know, he makes jokes that are not the kind of jokes that I like, but I can appreciate, you know, where it's coming from. Whereas, you know, if you go into like the antecedents, right, the people that come from the Larry the Cable Guys, I'm just like, I'm not at all interested in. But at least Jeff Foxworthy, I can appreciate him on sort of a history of comedy level.
Yeah, no, I get that. I mean, he has a shtick, he does it, you know, it works.
Yeah.
Not my thing, but I guess what I want is I want intent. I want to know intent. If someone intends to offend people because of race, then they're bad
people. Well, I mean, you know, we've had this conversation in the past, right? Like, say, you know, using Jew me down is trying to use it as a non-pointed colloquialism, right? It's like, it's really the kind of same as saying, you know, why are you being so gay?
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, Greg and I have pretty much eliminated that
from our vocabulary. And I'm sure a lot of gay people appreciate that. I mean, I know gay people that listen to the show, and I know at least one of them does appreciate that. And I mean, one of them thinks you're a pussy because of it. I mean, so you've got two different
people. Yeah.
I mean, when we started...
Can't please everybody, right?
When we started to dissect it, it's like, what is the edge on gay, right? Like, being gay, like, why is that an edgy insult, right? And it's because, you know...
It's a cultural thing. You have to adjust yourself to the culture. Otherwise, you're mired in a thing that, you know... I keep saying this over and over again in the show, but I can say it again. The one constant is change. You have to be able to appreciate change and to, you know, to go with the flow, as it were, to keep up with the culture. If you don't, you're going to be left behind, and you're going to appear to be insulting or old style, or, you know, people are going to look down at you for one reason or another.
7 or 8 years ago, for me, gay was a synonym for dumb. Yeah. You know, why are you being so dumb?
And I mean, that's wrong. You're right.
And when you stop and look, I'm like, why is that a synonym? Like, that's not right. No. You know?
Well, I mean, lately, the same thing can be said for retarded, right? I mean, that has turned into something where it's now... it's now culturally inappropriate to use that.
That's fucking retarded.
Oh, yeah, but come on.
Maybe I get a pass because my brother's kind of retarded.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, there are... one of the charities
that will only get you so far. That's like, I have a black friend.
Some of his friends are gay, right?
I was thinking about that just a few minutes ago. I'm like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I would like to have a black friend, but I really don't, you know? Yeah. I was like, I need a black friend. Every white guy wants a black friend, right?
But I mean, to me, it's about intent. If you never mean any harm to anyone that's different from you, then you should be able to say what the hell you like. I mean, and if someone...
But you should also have to live with any consequences.
Yeah. Right? Yes, you should. Yes, I mean, absolutely you should. If they say, hey, you said that, and that diminished all these people, and you said that to a bunch of people who were listening to you, and they were upset by that, then yes.
Yeah, the thing is, judge the situation. If you're with a bunch of friends, and you can go as nuts as you like, if you're in a situation where things are going to be more public, temper your words a bit.
Yeah, now I have a good example of this. I have a good friend who was, you know, we went to high school together and we grew up. And I actually introduced him to his girlfriend. And she was working in a very politically correct institution at the time. And we were out downtown, we were drinking, we were having a few. And we were out drinking and we were talking about the funniest sort of cultural, you know, ethnic slurs that we could come up with. And we decided that boon, you know, boon was hilarious. You
what's know, boon?
A boon is like a dark-skinned person. And you know, okay. It's wrong. It shouldn't, you know, it's not funny. It's not cool.
Sort of like a coon, right?
Yeah, that's, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's a wrong thing to say.
Yeah.
But we were laughing about it. It was just us. Yeah. It was between us. We were talking about, you know, things that sound funny. And we meant no disrespect to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
It was between us. It was a funny joke. We walked back into this bar, and this, you know, my friend's partner was sitting there drinking with her boss, who was dark-skinned and who was of the Maori persuasion, which is native New Zealand. And they were having a few beers, and we walked in, and James and I were sort of pointing out, dude, her boss is a boon, you know, and we said this slightly louder than we should have, and he heard. Mm. And it was like, oh, man, we didn't realize he'd heard. Instead of coming over to us and saying, I have a problem with you guys saying that, that's wrong, which would have been fine. We would have been like, dude, I am so sorry. We meant no offense. That was wrong of us to say it, and it was wrong of us to do it, whatever. He just didn't say a word to us. He took it out on her. He made her do a cultural sensitivity course and just punished the crap out of her. And her only association was the boyfriend of my friend, mm-hmm. who we'd been hanging out with and making these jokes. And that was just, it was ridiculous.
It's passive aggressive, for
it
sure.
It really was.
But there's...
But what do you do? I mean...
I mean...
It was wrong of us to make that joke.
The real problem is, like, you know, mm-hmm. I have friends who will go crazy with slurs sometimes. And I try to indicate that I'm offended. Like, yeah. I have friends who do it with a black guy in the group who will participate.
Yeah.
And I still say, you know, I'm kind of offended by the way you're doing this. Because there's a more subtle thing that goes on when you do that. Mm-hmm. Which is that you kind
of... acceptance of it. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's an acceptance that you're sort of ingraining in yourself, like, oh, it's okay to say this around my friends, and that bleeds to other things. It really does.
I mean,
does.
That really sums up why I stopped using gay.
Yeah. You
know?
Yeah.
It's like, because, you know, I'm pretty, I don't have any gay friends, like, I don't have any black friends.
Yeah.
See, I have a lot of gay friends, and, you know, but half of them are fine with it, and half of them hate it. So.
But, you know, it's, I have no problem, you know, like I've said on the show, you know, marry, do whatever the fuck you want, you know,
yeah,
no big deal. It's so when I started analyzing why I was using, or why I felt that, you know, why are you being gay, don't be a homo, you know, that kind of thing, you know, and when using it, and yeah. And really it was this passive aggressive thing. It was, you know, I don't feel that homosexuals are a lesser person. But
that was the
me saying this
yeah.
indicates otherwise, right?
Yeah.
And so there's something in me that, you know, even if it isn't well, probably mostly because it wasn't well thought out. I had this argument with Damien over IM probably about a year ago or so, right? Where I gave, or it was Damien, well, Damien and Whitney at work went on. You know, gay came up, right? And I think maybe it was mostly Whitney. But, you know, I gave her the same argument that we've had about, you know, why you shouldn't use gay, you know? And you know, but it was kind of the place, like, she grew up with it. You know, high school, like, don't be a homo, you know, that kind of thing. No yeah. one ever puts much thought into it. And then when you actually put thought into it, it actually has, you know, be, you know, don't be a kike, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it has impact. Mm-hmm. It definitely has impact. Yeah.
And you have to be, you have to understand
the funny, you know, the funniest, you know, racist slur, you know, for me is probably sand nigger. You know, I think sand nigger is pretty funny.
Oh, you would get on well with Phil, my business partner. Yeah, he's always like, oh yeah, these fucking sand niggers. And he's like, he knows it's offensive. He knows he doesn't mean it, but he says it anyway, you know? And
so,
it's like,
I'm just being honest here. I would never say it other than in this comedic sense.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, you're not putting anyone down. You're not. You don't intend to. And
I'm not
going to
pretend
said,
I don't think it's not funny.
No,
I think
it is hilarious. If somebody said, I'm offended by that, you would buy them a beer, take them aside, give them a fucking hug.
Well, I would never say it unless I'm saying, you know, this is not something I mean. But yeah. So maybe let's dig it. Let's peel the onion on that.
Here's the problem.
Let's peel the onion on that. Why do I think it's funny?
It is funny. It's a hilarious term. It's just the word itself is funny.
The problem with these stereotypical things is what Bill Cosby calls the sort of subtle racism of lowered expectations. That you immediately assume somebody who matches this description is your assumption about the person upon immediate meeting of them is going to be slightly lower than it necessarily would be otherwise. They're, you know, white, you know, for example. And so because you make that assumption, if you're dealing with individual people, it barely comes up because you deal with individuals, you have no individuals. Racism doesn't play a part in that. Racism plays
If it does, you've got a problem.
Yeah. Racism plays a part in aggregates, not in individuals. Yeah. And it's when you're judging aggregates and when you can show, for example, in studies, you can show that people tend to, you know, on large scales, associate certain negative things with certain groups.
Well, look, Greg, I've always said that you know, racism doesn't really exist. It exists on a level where you're the KKK, right? And you have this vision that the world has to be white.
Yeah.
And that's where racism exists. Someone is black, therefore they are bad. I think prejudice exists. You say, oh, I've been robbed 4 times in my life, and every one of those 4 times it was a black guy. Yeah. So you are naturally slightly more suspicious of a black guy that comes
around. Yeah, that's my parents. My parents will cross the street if they see a black couple walking across the street.
Yes,
because my father got mugged by a black guy once.
Okay, I can understand that. I still think that's taking it a little too far.
I
can understand prejudice. I can understand going, okay, calculating possibilities, this person is more likely to rob me because they have this, you know, even if it's blonde hair.
It's only natural. It's only our natural pattern matching
stuff.
Exactly
right. Yeah, we form patterns.
Just overdoing it, and it overdoes it all the time.
But
that's why
we are people,
and
we have wisdom.
Like that.
We have intellect. We can overrule that.
No, we can't.
No,
our biggest problem as a species is believing that our intellect can overcome our baser instincts.
Oh, I so disagree with you on that. And the reason is I do it every day. If I'm prejudiced against something,
you
I
do
will
it every day.
Consciously, go out of my way not to be prejudiced. If you know what I mean, I'm like, I have this bias. I'm going to cancel that out, and I'm going to go out of my way to not be biased. Which is
and then you're just indicating your bias. Yeah, you're just indicating your bias.
But you know what I'm saying? It's not necessarily
what
on
I'm
race.
Saying is that you can overcompensate, but the thing is that we have a natural tendency to pick out groups.
Yeah.
We have a natural tendency to associate ourselves with groups.
Of course we do.
And assuming that we can overcome that simply intellectually is
I understand that's a bit naive.
It's totally naive. Yeah. That's not going to happen.
But I'm not saying that we can overcome it. What I'm saying is we can mitigate it. What I'm saying is
we can try, but we're not.
If
very,
you know what's happening,
as
you can
it turns out, from what we've been able to find, we are not nearly as effective at mitigating it as we think we are.
Of course not. Of course not. And
because we don't have as much control over our behavior as we think we do, we have this ego that says we have control over ourselves completely, but we don't. There's so much stuff that goes underneath.
I really disagree with you there. I think that we have a lot of control over ourselves and we choose not to exercise.
I would entirely disagree. Based on hundreds, thousands of psychological studies, we are far less in control of ourselves than we think we are.
Okay.
We make decisions before we actually consciously make
decisions.
Oh,
no, I agree with that. I agree with that.
There's...
I'm not talking about decisions. I'm talking about how you act on them.
Yeah,
decisions.
No, I don't believe in this whole ghost in the machine. I don't believe in the idea of there's a singular you that's in control of your body. You is a construct that happens to be formed.
And I agree with that too.
It's this thing that it certainly helps to believe that you're in control of yourself, but you're not. There's a whole bunch of different things going on competing with each other, And what comes out of that is something that thinks it's in control, but is really just, you know, it's the autopilot from Airplane, right? It's a little blow up balloon that thinks it's flying the plane, but there's a lot of stuff that's actually flying the plane,
yeah.
And the little pilot thing, flying the plane.
Yeah. No, I get that. But I do think that, I mean, you and I are proof of this, right? We know what we are. We know who we are. We know what our biases are.
I wish I knew what I was.
You do. Come on, you do.
No, I know what I think I am.
You
know
what your biases are. You know what you're biased against and what you're biased for.
I know what my conscience is, yes. Exactly. But I also know things that violate that.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. You work against that when you know that it's wrong, and you work for it when you know that it's right. And there are biases that actually serve us. If you come across a guy wearing a white sheet with eye slits cut in it who's trying to burn black people, you know he's an asshole.
He might just be dressing up as a ghost.
No, you know he's an asshole. Right? I mean, you know damn well, right? You know he means
I'm sure he's a perfectly nice guy at the Kinko's.
You know he means nothing good to anyone, right? He is not a nice human being.
No, yes, sure.
Right.
Well, when things are that stark and that black and white, sure.
But I'm using a black and white example deliberately. What I'm saying is that you will judge everything on a black and white basis because you're human, and that's what we do. We drive everything down to black and white. When it gets hard, when it gets really tricky, is when it comes to a break in your principles, and you'll think, this is right and this is wrong. But this guy's saying something that normally I disagree with, but he's saying it in a way that I agree with, right? And I, you know, I'm a libertarian. I have problems like this all the time. Abortion's a good example. I really struggle with that. I am technically I'm pro-life, but I'm also pro-freedom. And I'm therefore, I default to women's rights on everything, right? I default that it's my body, it's my baby. You get to decide what you do with things. But as a libertarian, I'm like, where does life start? And where does the child start? And as soon as the child starts, it has rights. So it's a really tricky thing to have.
It's a hard thing to define. I mean, I think that the moral argument for abortion is the idea that